right?
Yeah. That was that's quite a thing. You're like, wow, okay.
It was hard for me to believe because Cop 2, Beverly Hills Cop 2 is on TV. And I was sitting there going, okay, this movie came out and Eddie's still like really young
yeah.
when he made this. And I didn't realize like how young Brigitte Nielsen was because she may have been like 24 or whatever when that 20 or 24 when that came out. And I was like, wait, she's not 60 yet?
I guess that's right.
I don't think
she is. I always thought of her as older than that.
It, maybe because she's European. I don't know. But I was sitting there going, how? How is she not 60? Because she looks all of it once we get to Creed 2.
You know who else was crazy young, too? Was
that's what happens when you date Flavor Flav.
Remember in Lethal Weapon 2? Yeah, is it Lethal Weapon 2? Remember Patsy Kensit? Who ended up, I think she was married to like one of the Coldplay guys or something. I don't think she's 60 yet either. She was like 19 when that was made.
Nielsen's born 63.
Okay, so
she puts her 56.
She's not.
Just turned 56.
60. She was 21 in Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Wow.
So she's like the same age as Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, that's weird.
But, you know, you date Flavor Flav for a long time and... That's what happens to you.
And now Eddie's coming back to host SNL.
And supposedly he's got $70 million on the table for a Netflix special.
For a stand-up special?
That's the rumor. Because he's kind of slowly made his way back into the public. Like he did Comedians in Cars with Jerry Seinfeld. It's a really good episode. By the way,
if you
ever watch Comedians in Cars drinking coffee, the episode you need to watch, you might just run past it, you need to watch the Bridget Everett episode. Here's why.
Okay.
Bridget's hilarious and she's got a great story too. I had no idea that she was an opera singer, but it actually kind of makes sense with the type of shows that she does, the theatrics of it. It's the first time I've ever seen Jerry get mad, and he got real mad in that episode.
At her?
No. Bridget brought up a comedian's name.
Oh.
They bleeped the comedian's name, but Jerry went in for like 4 minutes, like that guy is a piece of bleep. And let me tell you why. He was never funny. That's why he had to do bits. He's always talking trash about me.
Whoa.
And guess what? I won and you lost. And that, I mean, it is.
Who was it?
It's like a Jordan Hall of Fame speech.
A lot of people think that it was Bobcat Goldthwait.
Huh.
Really?
There are some people who think it was Gilbert Gottfried. But think about this. Jerry got mad, so mad that they bleeped the name out. But he was like, no. Leave in everything that I said about that
wow.
dude. And Bridget Everett is sitting there like, oh, so this is what we're doing?
Okay.
This is the type of show we're on today?
Okay.
It's worth your time.
I haven't seen that one.
It sounds like Joke Thief to me. Because
it had nothing to like do with
Carlos
stealing
Carlos Mencia
jokes.
Kind of thing where you don't recover from allegations of stealing jokes.
His anger was directed at the fact that this guy had... took every opportunity, whomever it is, to take a shot at him publicly.
Huh.
And Jerry was like, I'm Jerry now, so I can trash you. Mm. And I'm not even going to give you the respect of saying your name
wow.
on here. But it is startling. Because I'm sitting there just like, oh, that's what Jerry's like when he's mad.
Yeah, I would say the Gary Shandling episode is a must. And the Mel Brooks is just...
Oh, it's
one of it's just the sweetest thing you've ever seen. That at the end of the day, Mel says, "Let's go swing by Carl's," and they go by
Carl Reiner's.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Well, Carl Reiner's the guest, and they swing by Mel's.
They swing by Mel's 3 nights a week. Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks eat dinner together, and they sit. They stop
for 100 years.
They stop at the delicatessen, and they pick up soup and sandwiches, and they set up little TV trays, and they sit on the couch, and they watch TV, and they eat, and they laugh.
Well, I would also, all of them are great, but the Mario Joyner one is great for that exact same reason, because I didn't realize that he and Jerry are, like, best friends.
Hmm.
So there's all sorts of stuff that they're doing in their episode, and he takes Mario to a black barbershop to get his beard cut. It's pretty good.
Then they go visit Wayne Randazzo, Jerry's little buddy.
Yeah. He follows him on Twitter.
He does.
And that's a good thing. Well, gentlemen, have a wonderful rest of your day.
See you.
Connor, get your door fixed. Do that.
I got it. That's
immediately.
I really got it.
Bernstein and McKnighter on every day, 9 a.m. until noon. You're listening to WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, and Radio.com Sports Station, the top of the hour. Is being brought to you by Northwestern Football. College football is back. Coach Fitz and the Big Ten West Division champions at Ryan Field. Go check them out there. This fall, they host Ohio State, Michigan State, Iowa, and more. Season and single game tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. And this hour is being brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the number 4-KIDS. Tony, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
Okay, so let's say that you're the Colts and you're trying to figure out a way to win some games, get some depth in your quarterback room. How far is Nashville from Indianapolis? Knock on the door, make sure Jay doesn't have a shotgun. And you go, hey, Jay, you're an Indiana football legend. How would you like to play some football? How much? How much does it take to get Jay on the phone? And it would work out great for Jay because Jay doesn't have to go to training camp. Jay can just show up in week one and be like, what's the game plan? Fine, I'm going to sling it 50 times. Let's go.
Bring back Jay. Bring back Jay. Bring back Jay. Bring back Jay. Woo! Bring back Jay. Bring back Jay.
All right, yeah, not here. Let's be very...
Yeah, no. We're good, fam. We're good here, fam.
Let's be real specific about that. Not to the Bears.
Make me a bicycle, clown.
We had a fun time yesterday joking around about Jay Cutler to the Colts.
Who's joking?
I mean, we're not. I think it actually, the more I talk about it, the more I convince myself that it makes sense to do. Got Chad Kelly in your quarterback room. Sign Jay Cutler, you know. He'll win you a game. That might be the difference between you making and not making the playoffs. Welcome in. I'm Lawrence Holmes here with you until 2 o'clock. Man, we got some top-notch guests on the show for you today. Chris Ronji is going to join me around 12:25 today because the Cardinals are real hot, and we need to talk about why they're doing what they're doing. Our buddy Jason Leisure, who's kind of become a fixture on the show, which I like, he covers the Bears for the Sun-Times. He will join me at 1. He's done a couple of cool pieces on the rest of the NFC North, which, by the way, I had not read the Sports Illustrated preview. And I was like, oh, okay, let's see. I'm flipping the pages, and I see a 4 next to the Bears. I'm like, oh, 4th in the NFC. Okay, got it. And I was like, oh, no, they mean last in the NFC North. I was like, I was genuinely shocked. When I saw it, I genuinely was like, oh, really? 7-9?
I guess I know how they feel about Mitch.
Yeah.
You clutched your pearls there, Lawrence?
I did clutch the pearls when I was just sitting there eating my breakfast today, and I had to clutch the pearls. 7-9? I mean, I've been talking about regression, but you regress 5 wins?
They're using Pacoda.
Well, maybe they got a point then. Maybe they got a point. No. But we start the show as we start all things with the rundown.
Just faxing. My dad, a rundown.
The rundown.
Here is your rundown for Wednesday, August 28th. Chicago Sky and Courtney Vandersloot, who's at, if you're not paying attention to the Sky, our good friend Maggie Hendricks does a great job of covering the Sky. You should be following her. Courtney Vandersloot's having an unbelievable season, and she breaks the WNBA single season assist record last night with 258 in a loss to the Lynx, but the Sky is still going to the playoffs, so that's good. Now on to the Bears. Matt Nagy says Eddie Pinheiro is going to have a challenge this week.
He's going to have however many Bears fans that are there watching them and knowing you have that. It is outdoors. It's not inside like it was in Indianapolis. But again, every day, every kick that he gets, we're all going to be evaluating him and trying to. But I think, you know, from last weekend, what he just did, it's definitely looking good for us. And I hope it stays that way.
I hope it stays that way, too. Or maybe they'll sign Carly Lloyd. Who knows what the Bears will do. But their final preseason game, thank baby Jesus, is tomorrow. So we can all get on with our lives.
Preseason football.
No one loves preseason football. It's honestly the worst. On to regular season baseball. Lucas Giolito, man, so fun to watch. I got more that I want to say about this later on in the show. But yesterday, Lucas Giolito picks up his 200th strikeout of the season.
Another fastball called strike three, outside corner. 200th strikeout for Lucas Giolito this season. His first career 200 strikeout season, and we certainly hope not the last.
Pretty incredible all season long from Giolito. On the negative side, he did give up two home runs in the game. The White Sox got one run, and they got it this way.
Tim looking for that first hit of the ball game, deep right center field, out of here. First hit, first run, 2-1.
The White Sox will lose 3-1. Giolito, pretty good though. 6 innings, 4 hits, 2 earned, 9 strikeouts for him, and gets over the 200 strikeout mark. Here's what Ricky Renteria had to say about his ace.
He truly transformed himself. I think shows you that anything is possible when you put your mind to it and you understand what's going on, what you're trying to do. You take advantage of the information and the season that he had last year to, you know, make an adjustment, accept, you know, the outcomes that occurred last year, knowing, man, I've got to get better. There's got to be something that I can do to put myself in a better place. And he did. And he's doing it every time he goes out there. So, I mean, you can't expect him to have every single outing, you know, to be good, but he certainly has been pretty good.
I think now we're leaning to a point where just about, we should expect that just about every start from Giolito is going to be quality, because that's what he's been given all season, and it's great to see. In the National League Central, bad news if you're a Brewers fan, great news if you're a Cardinals fan, Yachty hit two bombs yesterday.
Molina with a fly ball out to left center. Kane is back. Yachty, second consecutive night with a home run. This one, number 6, and we're tied 1-1. Hit down the left field line. Will it stay fair?
Get there.
It is. It's gone. It's gone. Off the foul pole. He went down to get it, and his second home run that he's hit tonight. How in the world did he hit that and keep it fair? And the Cardinals go on top.
And Michaelis had 10 strikeouts in the game. That's a career high for him. The Cardinals win 6-3. They are 3 games up on the Cubs. They are 6.5 games up on Milwaukee. Speaking of the Cubs, yesterday, really good approaches at the plate. And they had to battle back because that Pete Alonso dude is really difficult to get out.
And drives one in the air. Deep right center, back to the wall. This is going to leave the park. Home run number 42 for Pete Alonso.
He's going to win Rookie of the Year, and I think that he should get votes for MVP.
That dude is strong.
He's real strong, and you make a mistake, he's going to make you pay for it. But the Cubs did a lot of great stuff at the plate, man. I'm telling you. It was so good, I did a whole LoHo Daily on it last night, like after the game. So if you're not getting enough Cubs stuff from the show, know that my podcast for today is everything about last night's game. But I will tell you this. Their approach was middle away, and you saw that it paid dividends. You had guys that were looking to drive the ball the opposite way and then hitting taters to the middle of the field.
Hits one to deep center field. Going back is Conforto. Back, back, back. He's at the wall. Leaps up. It's gone. Addison Russell. It's a two-run shot. Cubs take the lead, 2-1 here in the fifth.
So he got the Cubs the lead. Javi Baez had a tremendous game yesterday. Went 3-for-3, 2 doubles. He did struggle a little bit on the bases, but he found that stick after a day off.
And the pitch on the way. Baez drives one in the air, deep right field. Back goes McNeil near the wall. That ball is going to be gone. Opposite field, home run, Javier Baez. Cubs lead by a score of 4-1. Baez lines one down the left field line. That's going to be a base hit. A run is going to score. The ball goes all the way into the corner. And Baez has his 3rd extra base hit of this ball game. A run scoring double. Cubs lead 5-1.
Home run number 29 for Javier Baez, who admits that things have not been great for a little bit for him.
You know, I've been struggling since the outside break, and, you know, trying to get back, trying to do my routine again. And, you know, today it paid off, but, you know, I feel great.
Yu Darvish was outstanding last night in Queens. 8 innings, 7 strikeouts, only 1 earned run. Bullpen gets pretty much an extra day of rest as well. And the Cubs win 5-2 over the Mets. It's a good win. You needed to keep pace. You needed to push back the Mets, who are now 3 games back in the wild card division, the division that the Cubs are now also in with Philadelphia and Washington and the Mets. So the Cubs are 3 games behind Washington, 3 games behind the Cardinals. That's where things stand. But they're holding on to the last wild card spot right now, 2 games up on Philly and 3 games up on New York. We need to talk about the National League Central. And we're going to do that. We're going to talk about why are the Cardinals like really taking off. If you look back to July 1st, I think you had a 41-41 team that you were looking at back then. And now look at them. 73-58. Chris Ronji is the man in St. Louis. He's got the top rated show. And he's nice enough that he's going to be on this show next here on The Score.
Bears fans, Pro Bowler Eddie Jackson is now on The Score team.
Here's the pro. He's picked off, and there he goes, Eddie Jackson to the house.
Listen to Eddie Jackson talk Bears on Bears Mondays with Mully and Hall at 8 a.m. and Fridays with Mack and Parkins.
And he's picked off, and it's going the distance, Eddie Jackson.
Eddie Jackson.
Touchdown, baby.
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Official radio home for Bears fans. A radio.com sports station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by Blue Emu. Works fast and you won't stink. When Major League Baseball first announced the concept of Players Weekend in 2017, it sounded like a good idea. Different looking uniforms, players wearing goofy nicknames on those uniforms, and being allowed to display their own personal style. 3 years later, it's time for Players Weekend to go the way of New Coke. The uniforms this past weekend were a complete disaster. Home teams wore all white, making it impossible to read any of the allegedly clever nicknames. Visitors wore all black. Everyone looked the same in every ballpark and every game. Plus, the number of clever nicknames could be counted on one hand. Flying Squirrel for the Mets' Jeff McNeil was pretty good, and so was J.A. for the Yankees' J.A. Hat. On the other hand, the Mets' Jacob DeGrom went with DeGrom. Enough. Not all ideas work out. I'm John Feinstein.
Hey, this is Cody Decker from Swings and Misses, the Radio.com Sports Original, here to talk to you about Hims. Now, baseball has done a hell of a job ruining my hairline over the years, and quite frankly, my wife can't stand it. Well, thank God I just started taking Hims. Go to 4hims.com. 4hims.com is your one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, and sexual wellness for men. Now, hair loss gets to be a decision rather than an absolute fate. Hims connects you to real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. These are no snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements. No, this is real medication from doctors backed by science. Use promo code SWING and my listeners get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See website for full details and safety information. This would cost hundreds of dollars if you went to a doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/swing. That's 4hims, spelled forhims.com/swing.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or Radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Welcome to the Taz Show with multi-time pro wrestling champion, celebrated color commentator, award-winning podcaster, and morning show host on CBS Sports Radio.
This is Taz, and we like it all in the world of sports entertainment, wrestling, and beyond with special guests and more. Listen anytime on demand at radio.com. This show will always rock you to the core with strong opinions from yours truly. It's body-slamming excitement, I promise you. Download and subscribe to the Taz Show on the new radio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
The head coach of the Bears, Matt Nagy. How did you evaluate your first season in terms of areas where you feel like you can improve year 1 to year 2?
Sure, it's a good question. First of all, I'm really proud of our coaches from last year coming in and really trusting in me and Ryan and the relationship that we formed to build this culture. That's the very first thing we wanted to do is we said, listen, we got to build this culture from the ground up. How do you do that? Well, you do that with bringing in good people that fit our identity that we wanted to have. So we did that in the offseason last year. We got to the season. We started out, we had a tough loss against the Packers. That's a what a fun way to start your career.